And now this is a dictation. For Karen, Ray, April 27, 1944, addresses a letter, Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, 463-1713. Dear Dr. Holmes, a post-hospital follow-up for Mrs. Ray remains on oxygen 24 hours, 1 liter, uses a walker, looks frail, no falls, eating better, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, has chronic frequency, urgency, incontinence by no infection, cloudiness of blood, stable edema, trying to do salt restriction, stable dyspnea, denies pyrolem arterial hemoptysis, denies sleep apnea, CPAP machine, denies syncope, medication list review, I'm going to highlight beta blockers, chlorthalidone, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, present weight 148, blood pressure by nurse 9354. Breast sounds decrease on the right base, otherwise distant. Atrial fibrillation rate around 96. Oxygen saturation on 1 liter, 96%. No ascites. 3-4 plus edema below the knees, bilateral. Next paragraph, repeat chemistries. Creatinine 1.8, this is on August 20, representing a GFR 28 stage 4. Low sodium, normal potassium, elevated bicarbonate, low albumin, corrected calcium upper normal, phosphorus normal, white blood cell platelets normal, anemia 10.3. I requested an EKG. Done at your office, confirms my suspicions of AFib. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient has advanced renal failure, stage 4. In the hospital, she was with respiratory failure, influenza B, and probably ARDS. Remains on oxygen. Workup negative for pulmonary emboli. Echocardiogram, no major abnormalities. We will monitor anemia, no indication for EPO treatment. Low potassium, metabolic alkalosis, likely representing the exposure to diuretics. There is reactive poor nutrition. There has been no need for phosphorus binders. Blood test needs to be done in a monthly basis. No indication for dialysis. Dialysis will be done for a person with symptoms and GFR less than 15. Only to discuss with the patient, end of dictation.